Hermione the Angel, April 3rd.
Mm. 这是罗迪卡另外一个名字吗？甘达维卡女神。嗯。 甘达维卡，刚才那个要不要熟悉一下？ 温达女神八丈歌呢？要。249。This also the three.
249。This
also the Linda Asakam. They also read this first.
Yeah, that's the one that we say before class.
P249页哈，这个温达女神八丈歌第八十节，那么也熟悉一下这个意思。 因为经常他们会念，189页，中文版185页，英文版185页，还是第89页吧？对，找到了吗？仁慈的宾达，仁慈的宾达，由于缺乏奉献心。
并因无数冒犯而罪不可恕，我困于物质存在之阳，在色欲、愤怒、贪婪和其他不祥品质的汹涌浪涛里，宰腐宰臣。因此，向您的莲花族何时顶拜时，我托庇于您。这是不良品质啊，不是质量啊，这个翻译错了。
不良品质啊，改一下这个。
这是羊膜脑壳上面的那个的。
You already read Young Clavagentum? You read the Chinese of...
Oh, that one's
Young Clavagentum. Page 6.
这个熟悉了吧？哎，刚才那念的那个是博加瓦坛的那个师姐讲的苏卡德沃沙米的啊。中文版的16页最底下，英文版呢就是第6页。 中文版的16页底最底下的这个世界，选自博加瓦坛第1篇第2章第2节。我们可以念一下啊，这个意思。我向圣苏卡德瓦格刷米何时顶拜？他可以进入所有生物心中，当他未经进化程序。 如接受圣现，便离家时，他的父亲尼亚萨呼喊说：“我儿啊，只有树木回应他的叫唤，仿佛他们也沉醉于同样的离愁别绪之中。”So
first of all, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet. My most worshipable Bhikshu Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Stotra Sat Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先呢，我向我的 Diksha 启迪灵性导师呢，Nitalila published on Vishnu Pad Astota Shishima Bhaktivedanta Swami 泡泡德的莲花族呢，何时顶拜，自己谦卑顶拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances and the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev on Vishnu Pad Astota Shishima Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
那么同时呢，我也向我的训示灵性导师。 Om Vishnu Pad Astuta Shishma Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj 莲花族的尘土呢，自己呢无数的顶拜。
To all of our disciplic succession of spiritual masters and to all the assembled devotees.
也向我们整个使徒传系的这些灵性导师以及在座的奉献者的顶拜。
So I'm very happy to see you all again after so long and also to see the people that I haven't met before.
那么我很高兴，就是这么长时间嘛，大概2年时间了。那么再次见到一些奉献者，还有很多的新的面孔，就是弟弟从来没有见过的。You're
all the most fortunate people in the world because Krishna's own associate came all the way from Goloka Vrindavan to visit you in China.
那么你们都是这个世界上最为幸运的人了，因为呢， Krishna 的这个永恒同游的话，从 Goloka Vrindavan 来中国见你们。
So I was thinking, unless you have a better idea, of what we would talk about today, that because every day we're involved with the songbook, it's good to get a deep understanding of what we're doing here.
那么我呢，就是在考虑呢我们讲课的内容哈，因为呢我们每天呢都在用这个歌本，所以呢我也希望呢你们对这个歌本的话呢，啊这个歌集呢有一个更深的哈这个理解。
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, one of the songs. Well, the first thing that you did, we did, before singing, was we all said the Jayadwani prayers.
那么一般我们在唱歌哈之前，歌唱 Q 唱之前的话呢，一般都要呢。唱这个呢 Jayadwani 哈凯旋之音。
So I'd like to explain a little bit about that first.
那么我首先呢，我想解释一下这一部分。
In the Jayadwani prayers, you know, Jai Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Dandavi Vidhi Hari, we begin from Guru.
那么 Jayadwani 哈凯旋之音的话呢，在我们歌本第十六页啊，第十六页。
In the first line, we very quickly travel up to.The ultimate absolute truth, Radha and Krishna.
那么我们首先呢，像古鲁了啊，古鲁的顶拜啊。
That is Gandharvika and Girihari.
还有呢，神像啊，就是第一节呢是给神像。中文版的二十八页啊。二十九页吧，后面是中文的发音啊，二十八页是呢这个罗马字音啊。
And we do that first thing in the morning when we first get up.
实际上呢，这是我们清晨呢哈起床的时候呢就应该顶拜的哈这一个。所有这些哈，这些超然人物啊。
By doing that, we remember how helpless we are.
那么通过呢哈，这念诵这个凯旋之音呢，只要端里我们就铭记到呢哈，我们实际上是非常无助的。
And that we need the mercy of the whole disciple succession beginning from our Gurudev.
那么我们就需要呢哈，整个呢以 Gurudev 为啊这个呢开始的这些呢始祖传系的哈这个加持啊仁慈。
To get out of this chain of sorrows and sufferings, birth and repeated birth and death.
那么去呢哈，就是说呢，从这个呢生死轮回啊这种呢痛苦中哈，就是说呢脱离出来。
So the first line is a summary of everything else.
第一段呢是它的总结啊，就是16.
So we go from Guru and all the gurus, Guru.Up to Gauranga and then up to Radha and Krishna.
那么呢哈，这个第一段呢叫徐徐咕噜哈，讲的咕噜了 ，Gauranga 哈是嘛，他不啊 Gauranga and Radha Krishna and Gandharvika Giridhari.
And then all the rest of the Jayadwani is a longer version of that.
那么实际上下面的这些呢，凯旋之音的下面的内容的话呢，都是第一个诗节的啊，第一节的这一个呢扩充哈。
Now did we The word G, like it says, Radha Vinod Bihari G. Do you all know what G means?
第一节的哈，这个呢 ，Radha Vinod Bihari G 啊，就是这个 G 是什么意思呢
？Does anybody here
有没有人知道
know what G means?
G 是什么意思
？When we say G, like Guru G.
Guru G.
Or
Swami Ji,
Swami Ji,
Prabhu Ji,
Radha Prabhu Ji, Radha Vinod Bihari Ji.
啊，这个 Radha Vinod Bihari Ji 啊，这个 Ji 是什么意思呢
？Does anybody here know
有没有人知道、这个、
what G means?、
这个词的意思。
You can raise your hand.
有没有人知道这个词意思
？Okay, so G means it's a term of affection and respect.
那么这个 G 的这个词的话呢，哈，加上去呢，就代表呢一种呢爱心、爱意哈，还有呢一种呢 affection。
And respect.
还有一种尊敬。
And then, do you know what key means?
Key 是什么意思呢？哈 ，key jai key 是什么意思呢
？I mean, I know you know you have the Chinese translation.
Key 是什么意思
？But you know what key means?
那是 jai 的意思 ，key 什么意思 ？Jai that speak
key
about
jai.
Key jai.
Key, but what is key?
Key 是什么意思？啊 ，key jai is a glorious, glorifying somebody.
That's jai.
Jai, 这是 jai 的意思啊，胜利啊，凯旋啊。Key 是什么意思呢
？Key just means of that person. Like if I say, this is Jamuna's house. Well, let's say, no, I say, this is Gandharvika's house. Then I mean, this is Gandharvika apostrophe S house. Gandharvika's house. Mm. This is the house of Gandharvika. Mm. So the key means of.
Key 的意思呢，就是属于某个人的，嗯，就是说力是属于他的。嗯、
this in Hindi they say this is a ye Gandharvika ki ghar hai.
嗯嗯。
Ki ghar means this is the house of Gandharvika.、
嗯、就是某人的，嗯。
所以荣耀归于某人。
嗯。荣耀归于谁？啊，归于的意思，我们就意为归于、归属于啊，属于，嗯。Belong to, like me.
Yeah, belonging to.
Belonging to.
So I want the jai, I want the victory of that person.
嗯，也就是说呢，我希望呢哈，这个人啊，这个荣耀呢归于某个人，这个某个人的胜利
what,
胜利。
What kind of victory do I want?
那么什么样的胜利呢？或者凯旋呢
？Do I want to see the victory of Krishna over the Keshi demon and the Aristasura bull demon?
啊，我要的这个荣耀呢是哈 Krishna 呢，啊战胜呢这个 Keshi 这个恶魔吗？还是哪些呢？
Certainly, I'm happy that Krishna defeats all the demons, but that's not what I'm asking here.
实际上呢，哈，当然了 ，Krishna 呢，哈，击败这些恶魔当然是好的，但是呢，我在这里呢，并不想要的是这种凯旋胜利。
I'm asking Krishna to defeat the demon of my materialistic mind, intelligence, false ego, lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, envy.
嗯，我想要 Krishna 哈，啊，战胜的是呢九个敌人哈，我的。物质的心意、假我和自信以及呢我的愤怒贪婪色欲嫉妒疯狂和幻觉、九个敌人
So I'm praying may you be victorious over these nine demons、
也就是说呢我们的祈祷呢是愿你呢战胜了这九个呢敌人
My lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion and envy、
就刚才提到的哈，就是我的愤怒啊、色欲啊、嫉妒啊、傲慢哈、等等啊这些。
My material mind, intelligence, and false ego.
啊，我的物质的心意啊，还有呢，自信和假我。
Nine.
啊，九个敌人啊。
Now all of these prayers to all of these personalities, beginning from guru to his guru, to his guru to all the Vaishnavas, to Gornatai and their associates.And then to Radha and Krishna and their all associates, they all end with Ki Jai.
所以呢，这个呢，开始呢由哈自己的咕噜开始的这个哈凯旋之音，那么紧接着是哈施工的，然后呢往下后推哈就是施工的灵性导师啊，施太公了哈往下去了啊，那么到呢各位呢 Vaishnava 以及呢主呢Gauranitai 他们的同游以及呢 Radha Krishna 还有圣地哈等等我希望他们呢哈都能够胜利啊 Jai。
So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to pray for mercy.
实际上 ，Krishna 自觉的整个程序的话呢，是在祈求哈仁慈的。
And what mercy do I want? That the answer to that is expanded throughout the whole songbook.
那么呢，是什么样的类型呢？哈，我们祈求什么样的类型呢？哈，这个呢，精华的东西呢，在呢这歌本里面呢，哈，得到呢，展示了，在解释。
So therefore, of all of our possessions, this is in the physical world, this is one of our very most important treasured possessions.
嗯，这是呢哈，在这个物质世界里面，我们的这个哈宝贵的财产啊，最为宝贵的财产。
It's worth more than billions and billions and billions of dollars.
甚至这些歌里面哈所包含的东西呢，超越呢哈就是亿万元啊。
Because billions of dollars can't protect me.From birth, old age, disease, and death, but this book can.
因为就算是呢哈，就是数十亿元呢，也不能够呢让你免于呢哈生死，而这本呢哈就能够。
So this book is one of my treasured possessions. My japa beads are one of my very treasured possessions.
那么呢，这本歌书的话呢哈，是我们呢一个呢哈宝贵的财产，而我们的念珠的话呢，也是我们的一个宝贵的财产。
Our Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.Said that the beads, the prayer beads, are like the umbilical cord of the baby to the mother.、
嗯、
so that's the umbilical cord to Krishna.
所以的话呢哈，我们的圣帕帕德哈 ，Bhaktivedanta Swami 帕帕德呢也说过哈，我们的念珠的话呢，就像是呢哈这个孩子的脐带一样啊、嗯，把我们呢和呢咕噜呢连接啊。好、嗯、的，可以。看一下什么时候听。Okay, back to the program.
On the japa beads, the those little scratches or kind of knots on the beads represent the gopis' emotional ecstasies.
The knots between the
beads.
The
knots on the beads.
On the beads.
Like the little cuts, scrapings of the beads.
Mm.
Where's beads? Who has beads here?
只有念珠在这里。Yes.
Like here, on these beads and also on these beads. See all these little scrapes?
他说念珠上呢有一些痕哈，有些裂痕，比如说断痕。
Gurudev said those are the ecstasies of the gopis who dance with Krishna and the Rasa Lila.
这里面哈 ，Gurudev 讲到了这些断痕的话呢，是呢哈 ，Krishna 们啊 ，Krishna 就牧牛姑娘与 Krishna 跳舞的时候那种狂喜的情感。
Oh, show and tell here. And generally, on the beads, after 8 beads, eight.
这里应该有个线啊，
白线。We take a string and make a knot.
一般第八个珠。
A little string and make a knot like that.
啊，第八个珠啊。
Like the bangalitas.
那刚才那个了。
This represents the 8 principal, most intimate friends of Radharani, like Lalita, Vishakha, Champakalita, like that.
那么这个八个珠的话呢，应该有个白线哈，就是记出来的，标示出来。那么呢，这八个珠代表呢八位首要的牧牛姑娘哈，像呢 ，Lalita, Vishakha, Champakalita。
And this head bead represents Radha and Krishna.
而主珠呢，代表呢是 Radha Krishna。
In the Vedic culture, the wife is considered the better half of the husband.
啊，那么呢，在韦达传统里面哈，妻子的话呢，被认为呢是丈夫的更好的那一半儿啊。
So this starts from the spiritual world. Radharani is the better half of Radha and Krishna.
Krishna is the less half.
Radha.
Radha is the better half.
Of Radha, of the group, of the couple, Radha and Krishna. Radha is the better half.
那么在 Radha Krishna 哈，这个呢 ，Radha Krishna 这个组合里面的话呢 ，Radha 呢也是更好的那一部分。
So therefore, the small part of the bead, head bead, is Krishna.And the big part is Radha, Gurudev said.
所以呢，这个主珠呢，哈，它下面大，上面小啊。下面大的呢是代表 Radha， 而上面小的那些呢，那个呢是代表 Krishna。哎呦，
知道人。Somebody, maybe it was me or somebody else in Australia, asked Gurudev that you say that Radharani is superior, but Radharani comes from Krishna. So how can you say that?
那么有一次呢，哈，我还另外一个奉献者也问过这个问题，问 Gurudev 这个问题，就是说呢，你说哈 ，Radharani 更高，那么呢，但是呢 ，Radharani 又是从 Krishna 那里来的，那怎么可能呢
？So, Gurudev replied, the fruit comes from the tree, but it's the best part of the tree.
那么 Gurudev 姐用了一个例子哈，就说呢，树果子啊，果子是那个树结的，但是呢，果子呢是树最精华的部分，最好的东西是果子。
So everybody clapped.
所以很多人呢在那拍掌。
Okay, and you all know why we keep the
都知道哈
this finger out of the
为什么我们把这个食指
bag when we chant,
食指、
right?
食指放出来
You all know that
都知道了吗
answer, right?
I think the Gurudev didn't explain in the initiation.
Does anybody know why we keep this finger out of the bead bag?
有谁知道呢？为什么我们把食指呢
raise your hand?
拿出来？谁知道的举手？
然后发誓的
是谁知道这个只举手？意思？为什么把食指拿出来垫住在外面
？Can you explain？
解释一下。
嗯，就是愤怒，然后发誓也是用这个手。
发誓。
嗯，就是如果有什么事，都是用这个指责别人。然后
指责那不是发誓，那是诅咒。
嗯，诅咒那个还有，反正就是很坏的那个东西。
It represents anger and curse.
Yeah.
And bad things.
And what does the person say when they're angry？
一个人愤怒的时候怎么说话？
疯了。大声。
Don't you realize who I am, and you didn't follow what I said?
你不知道我是谁吗？你为什么不听我的话？
Okay, and the whole thing represents Krishna and the gopis and the Rasa Lila.
所以呢，这个念珠整个念珠代表呢 ，Krishna 与那牧牛姑娘在 Rasa 之舞中，还有那所有逍遥时光在这里。
So therefore, the beads are the umbilical cord that connect us with Krishna.
因此呢，这个念珠呢，也是我们跟 Krishna 连接这个脐带。
So, All the songs in the songbook are an expansion of the Jayadwani prayers.
实际上呢，这个歌本里面所有歌都是凯旋之音 Jayadwani 的这个呢扩展。
Just see how important the word Jaya is.
所以你看一下 Jaya 这个词哈，很重要的。
Because the title is Jayadwani.
因为这个歌，这个叫凯旋之音啊，这个这个题目呢就是 Jaya 啊 ，Jayadwani 哈，凯旋之音。
Which means the sounds of Jaya.
这就是呢啊，凯旋之音嘛啊，就是胜利的这个音阵啊。
So it's very important, in order to get the most benefit from.Saying this, and we say it at least 3, 4, or 5 times a day, to know what it means.
所以呢，我们要，因为我们每天哈，如果正常来说，应该要说四五遍的这个凯旋之音，一天要唱四五遍的。那么我们要明白这个呢，哦，凯旋之音的含义很重要的。
We say it in the morning when we wake up.
每天早上一起床。
Before Mangal Arati, after Mangal Arati, before Bhajans, after Bhajans, before Prasadam.
Before Prasadam, even.
I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Okay. 他说呢，本来正确的是呢，早上一起床啊，没有刷牙洗脸，一爬起来就应该唱这个凯旋之音顶拜啊，所有列祖列师啊，所有这些同游。然后呢，在呢，登仪之前要唱，登仪之后唱，开课的时候唱，开课结束后唱，那个 Prasadam 前要唱。
Before Prasadam.As you know, first we say Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave.
啊，一 Prasadam 的时候呢，要念的哈，这个呢，刚才说的那个祷文哈，Mahaprasade Govinde Nama
Brahmani
Vaishnave.
Swapa Punyam Bhatara Jan Bishra Shona Vajayate. Do you all know that prayer?
I don't think so.
It's not in the songbook. It is what page?
What page?
Okay.
我那个是另外一个吧，那个是哦，对，110页 ，ten，110。
110。
110页啊 ，P110页。一中文版的153页哈，荣耀寄予之歌啊。
Great.
Prasadam Seva.
So before taking Prasadam.
153页。
We all say this first prayer, Mahaprasada Govinde.
在那荣耀 Prasadam 之前呢，应该呢，哦，正常来说应该要唱这首呢，荣耀寄予之歌啊。
Okay, now you can together read the Chinese, and I'm going to tell you the deeper meaning after that.
我们先念一下中文哈。
那些只有
极少虔诚活动功德的人，绝不可能对伟大寄予、对主 Govinda、对主的圣名和 Vaishnava 有信心。
Okay, now Gurudev explained the deeper meaning. Because Gurudev has often said, don't eat prasadam and don't take prasadam.
那么 Gurudev 讲到了一些更深的含义，就说了不要吃 prasadam.
But honor prasadam and serve prasadam.
而是荣耀 prasadam 和服务 prasadam, 这个很要紧。这个
So I asked Gurudev, what do you mean when you say serve prasadam?
那么我曾经问过 Gurudev 哈，就说你说服务 prasadam 是什么意思
？And he answered by saying this prayer and then explaining it in a very deep way.
那么他呢就以呢就是这个祷文开始哈来解释哈，就很深的意思。
Did I ever give a class here on the glories of Mahaprasadam in Hong Kong?
Hong Kong, I think. Yeah, in Hong Kong, you gave one class.
And you have the translation of course. Does anybody have that?
Here, there's no learning devotees.
Oh, you have it?
I'll check what I have. I have a lot of recordings from Andy.
Okay, because we can make the CD for everybody. Do you all have computers? Do they all have computers?
No. I don't use computer, most of them.
So,
I have to print out.
Oh, so somebody can transcribe it.
And,
yeah, because another thing we do many times a day, besides saying these prayers,Is we take prasadam.
其实我们一天哈所做的事情呢，包括哈就是说刚才就是说唱这些歌子这个Jayadwani之外呢，还有呢荣耀prasadam也是一天哈日常的活动。
So in order to get the most out of that time period, which is actually a couple of hours every day, then it's good to know, exactly what I'm doing when I take prasadam.
所以呢要明白哈，就是呢我们一天花哈有几个小时哈来呢。围着这个 prasadam 哈做的话呢，那我们要明白哈这里面的含义很重要的。
So I asked Gurudev, so we'll try to make a transcription, a translation transcription of that for you.
他们之前讲过这方面的课哈，但是呢，没有呢，就是文字上出来，有录音的。
So when I asked Gurudev, how do you serve prasadam, he gave the very deep meaning of this prayer.
所以当时我问呢 Gurudev 如何服务 prasadam 的时候呢，他讲了这个细节啊，给了很深的一些含义出来。
He said, Oh Mahaprasadam, you are non-different from Radha and Govinda and all their pastimes.
因为实际上呢，他说到了哈 Mahaprasadam 的话呢，跟主 Govinda 哈。跟呢他所有的笑儿时光呢和同游的话呢没有分别。
You are not different from the holy name.
你也跟圣名呢没有分别啊 ，prasadam。
That means, as Gurudev explained to you during initiation the other day.
那么 Gurudev 呢在
yesterday
啊你们呢就是说呢启迪的时候哈讲过了一些东西。
Krishna's name has the power to create and destroy many universes.
也就是说呢哈 Krishna 圣名的话呢有能量的哈有能力呢去呢。哦，创造和毁灭呢？哈，这一切。
So Mahaprasadam is non-different from the holy name.
所以呢，你要明白呢，哈，这个 Mahaprasadam 哈，这个寄语的话呢，跟圣名的话呢，没有分别。
Now isn't that amazing?
这是哈，非常令人惊讶的。
So how much honor and reverence and appreciation we can then have for the time of honoring Prasadam?
所以呢，我们荣耀寄语的时候呢，就要明白哈，应该有怀着多大的敬意啊，对待这个哈寄语啊。
Nama Brahmani, you're not different from the pure Brahmanas.
Nama Brahmani, 就是说呢，你跟纯粹的婆罗门呢没有分别。
And the pure Vaishnavas.
还有呢 ，Vaishnava 哈，跟纯粹的 Vaishnava 没有分别。
So therefore, whatever they can give me, you can give me too.
也就意味着呢，这些人能够给我的东西呢，你也能够赐予。
And whatever bad things they can take away from my life, you can too.
那么就意味着呢，这些人物呢。哦，能够呢拿掉的坏的东西呢，你有能力呢拿走。
So they can give me Krishna prema, and they can take away all my anartas and offenses, and hesitancy to serve.
那么就说呢，这些人物呢哈，能够呢赐予我纯粹的奉爱，也能够拿走我的这些呢要不得的恶习和罪孽哈 ，anartas， 还有呢，我呢在服务方面的迟疑啊哈或退缩等等。
So saying this prayer before prasadam and thinking of the meaning is very important for our advancement.
因此呢哈，在呢荣耀寄语之前呢哈，去冥想这些呢，或记起呢哈这些呢，诗歌哈很重要的。
And then, in order to further remember and then realize the fortune that we have to be in relation to Mahaprasadam, we say the prayer.Surya Vijayal, which is next on the page.
那么去呢哈，想起呢哈，我们这个幸运呢哈，以 Mahaprasadam 呢，就是说呢，能够接触到 Mahaprasadam 呢，是我们极大的幸运哈。能够想起这些，就是说想起这些的话呢，我们就会想起呢这些祷文后面下面的祷文啊。
Just by tasting Mahaprasad instead of eating food that's not properly offered to Radha and Krishna, the tongue is controlled.
这样的话呢，通过荣耀寄语而不是其他的哈，没有供奉的食物的话呢，我们的舌头呢哈得到控制。
The tongue is the most vicious of all the senses.
因为呢这个舌头的话呢是所有感官中哈最为呢就是最冲动的一个。
And very difficult to control.
很难以控制的。
And the tongue has two functions, tasting and speaking.
那么舌头呢有两个功能哈，一个是品尝的，一个是呢述说。
So our speaking controls our life, and so does our tasting.
那么我们的这个味品味啊品觉品尝的这个功能的话呢，以及呢我们这个呢言话语言辞呢这个功能的话呢，也是呢控制我们的人生的。
Just like yesterday at the hotel, Gurudev met some people from Africa who were seeing him for the first time at the hotel.
In the airport.
Sorry.Airport. So Gurudev told them, don't eat meat, me eat. If I eat meat, then that meat will come back as a human, the fish will come back as a human, I'll be a fish and it'll eat me. So our tongue controls our life.
所以的话，昨天哈在飞机场的时候呢，我们送机的时候呢， Gurudev 遇到呢一对呢哈非洲的夫妇，刚好呢他们受到吸引就过来了。Gurudev 呢就刚讲了点东西给他们。说你们哈，就是说呢，要控制这个舌头啊，你们吃这些东西的话呢，你吃的鱼啊等等，他们会呢，下意识的哈，他们会呢，化身为，就是他们得到人身之后呢，也会吃掉你，你所吃的东西呢，回头呢要吃回你。
And our speaking also controls our life.
所以我们的话的话啊，说的话呢，也会呢控制我们的人生呢。
Prabhupada explains in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that material sound vibration, the material element of sound, created this whole material world of birth and death.
那么圣帕帕德呢哈，在博加瓦堂里面讲到的哈，这个物质因证的话呢哈，创造了这个物质世界啊，也包括这里面的生老病死啊，生死。
When Lord Vishnu was creating the material world, he glanced over the unmanifested material nature, and then in the course of time, the element ether came, or sound, and then from sound came the ether, and from ether came all the other grosser elements.
那么这里面讲到哈，玛哈维什努的话呢，哈，瞥视哈这个物质大实体的时候的话呢，首先是因证啊。因证，然后因呢，其次呢是以太啊，这个元素啊，最后呢是整个创造啊。
If you come in the door and I say, "Oh, have a seat," so that sound created the relationship between you and the floor and me, because I'm welcoming you.
所以呢，我们就是一个客人进来的哈，我们说啊，请坐，就是请坐这个词就创造了呢你跟这个位置、跟椅子的关系，还有呢我跟你的关系。
Similarly, spiritual sound.Destroys our relationship with the material world and creates our relationship with the spiritual world.
所以同样的话呢，超啊灵性的因证的话呢，也毁灭哈，摧毁我们呢与这个物质世界的关系，以及呢创立呢我们跟灵性世界这个关系。
And the main sound for that is Hare Krishna and all these bhajans.
啊，那么这个主要的灵性因证呢，就是呢 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 哈，以及呢这些呢哦灵唱啊灵唱里面的这些歌曲。
And speaking Harikatha.
还有呢哈，讲述呢 Harikatha 啊，讲经。
So in this prayer, we say that the tongue is the most voracious and difficult to control, but the prasadam helps us conquer over that.
所以呢，这里面讲到舌头哈，是最在所有感官之中呢哈，它是最难控制以及最冲动的。那么呢，通过荣耀 prasadam 的话呢哈，我们呢控制哈这个舌头。
So then, after we say these two prayers, then we say all the jais.
啊。那么讲完这两个祷文之后呢，我们就唱了凯旋之音的啊 ，Jai。
I know we're very hungry when all the beautiful prasadam comes out.
我们每个人当 prasadam 出来的时候呢，哈，都已经很饿了哈，饥肠辘辘。
Especially in China, China has some of the best prasadam. We've been around the world, and China really has some of the best prasadam.
可是中国 prasadam 最好吃哦。
So.But it only takes a couple of minutes to say the whole thing.
但是只是花几分钟哈就能够呢，说完这些祷文。
And those couple of minutes said with good concentration can change my whole life from miserable to full of happiness.
所以的话呢，你只是用哈集中心意哈在唱这些祷文啊，就能够呢，就是说摧毁你的很多哈这些呢忧虑哈悲伤等等。
So then after these two prayers on 110.Then I say the jais.
啊，是呢，所以呢，我们荣耀菩萨等的时候呢，哈，唱完呢这110页哈，这个荣耀寄语之歌之后呢，我们呢唱诵呢 jai dwani 啊 jai.
Then I go back to the page 16. And I say the jais. Up till Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
讲到呢哈 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这个地方啊。
And why am I saying the jais to all of them after I say the Mahaprasadam prayers? What's the connection?
那么这个 Mahaprasadam 这个寄语哈，跟他们有什么关系呢
？The connection is that I'm praying to them, to help me to take the prasadam and the proper consciousness.
因为我们向他们祈祷哈，我们能够以恰当的心态呢，荣耀这个寄语哈 ，prasadam.
To conquer over my demoniac mind, which is thinking, yes, here's something for my sense gratification.
而呢哈，控制我们这个呢哈，恶魔般的心态、心意哈，就说呢啊，这里有好多东西啊，好吃的东西哈，来满足我的感官的。
And to save me from my tongue, which is just drooling and waiting, here's something for my sense gratification.
而呢哈，去呢控制这个舌头哈，就是说它呢来掌控我们的感官的啊。
And to purify my eyes, so instead of seeing, you know, dal and rice and pakoras, that they will give me mercy to control all of my senses so that when I see prasadam, I'll be seeing Radha and Krishna's pastimes.
这意味着呢，我们的眼睛哈，当我们呢，就是说呢，有这种觉悟之后呢，看到的不是这个哈米饭啊、哈豆汤啊、还有菜啊等等，而是呢哈看到 Radha Krishna.
That's the extent of the mercy I want. That's the extent of how victorious I want them to be.
这实际上呢就是呢哈我们所要的哈这一个呢就这方面的这个理解的极限的啊。
I don't know if they
能够看到呢 Radha Krishna 在 Prasadam 之中。
I don't know if they have this saying in China, but in my country, America, they have this saying, you get what you pay for. You know, if you want a cheap item, you pay.
那么他们英国也有一个话，咱们中国也类似的话哈，就是物有所值啊，嗯，就说你是什么样的，你花了多少钱的话呢，啊，就是买什么样的东西啊。
Thanks. So the same thing goes with bhakti. As much as consciousness and understanding I put into it, that's how much I get out of it.
所以呢，在修行奉爱的时候呢，也类似于如此哈，你花了多少精力，你有多专注，那么你就能得到多少东西，物有所值。
Like our Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he was one of the youngest of all of his god brothers, but he had the power to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world because of what he put into his bhakti, that's what he got out of it.
那么就像圣哈帕帕德的话呢，他也是一样哈，在那神兄弟的列位，就是位置上的排位上来说呢，他算是年轻的啊。那么但是的话呢，他呢后来哈，因为他在灵修上的专注以及他的这个投注的精力啊，他实际上是呢非常有成就的啊。在后期的话呢，他将 Krishna 自觉呢哈传播到呢哈整个世界。
So as I mentioned, we say the Jayadwani prayers up to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
所以呢我们讲就是说呢，在 Prasadam 这个鲫鱼之歌之后呢，我们唱到了凯旋之音的圣 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这个地方。
And then we say Bhagavat Mahaprasad Sevaki Jai.
然后呢我们就唱了 Bhagavat Mahaprasad Ki Jai.
So Bhagavat means God.
Bhagavat 这个词呢哈是神的意思。
So the prasadam is not different from God.
实际上呢，哈，这个 prasadam 呢跟神没有分别的。
Mahaprasad.
Mahaprasad.
That means it's mixed with the nectar from Krishna's lotus mouth.
这意味着呢，它这个 prasadam 呢混有呢哈 Krishna 的这个呢这个莲花口的哈这一个呢甘露。
The same nectar of his mouth that plays the flute, speaks Bhagavad Gita, kisses the devotees, the gopis. That's the same.Nectar that is in the prasadam.
也就是说呢哈，它这个呢哈莲花口的甘露的话呢，这个莲花口呢哈同样是吹过笛子的啊，讲述在这个呢哈库鲁兹野上呢讲述呢博迦梵歌的，也是呢哈拥吻呢他的奉献者哈牧牛姑娘的这一个呢莲花口啊纯上的甘露。
So by meditating on all these things and praying in this way, that is to take prasadam with faith.
所以的话呢我们去呢冥想这部分内容去呢唱诵就是说呢在荣耀菩萨等的时候去冥想这些东西，这些就是我们这里面讲的祷文。
And that's why we end the prayer by saying, so now let us take this prasadam.
所以这里面讲的让我们呢荣耀这个鲫鱼。
And love call for the help of Chaitanya and Nitai.
然后呢去呼唤呢满怀爱意的呼唤主 Chaitanya and Nitai 的帮忙。
Because we're praying, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is praying.
实际上呢，整个 Krishna 自觉的程序呢，就是呢祈祷。
And that's why it's stated in the scriptures that, of all the 64 limbs of bhakti, the most important and essential and complete is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
在呢六十四项奉爱服务里面最为完整呢，也最了不起的，应该是呢唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
Which is another prayer.
这个呢也是一个祈祷文。
To be able to enter into, to be freed from service to illusion, and engage in the service of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and my Gurudev.
那么这个祷文的话呢，让我免除于呢哈，就是呢，从事于呢物质的服务，而是呢哈转向了服务呢 Radha Krishna 以及呢哈 Srila Gurudev.
This has a little bit of a change in the translation.But in the ISKCON songbook translation, it says, "So now let us take this prasadam, spiritual food, to our full satisfaction."
那么在呢 ISKCON 的这个版本里面，他讲到了哈，现在让我们荣耀哈，就是说呢，这个鲫鱼哈，直到我们呢哈完全满足啊。
So I asked Gurudev, "What does it mean to take prasadam to our full satisfaction?"
那我呢问到哈 Gurudev 这个哈，就是为说呢哈，荣耀鲫鱼直到我们哈完全的满足是什么意思？
Because before that, I used to think that to a full satisfaction means that it tastes as good as it can, and I eat as much as I can.
因为我之前呢想的哈，这个呢完全满足，应该是说呢，这个菩萨的味道一定是最好的，而且呢，我应该吃的尽量多的吃的啊。
So Gurudev explained that to the full satisfaction means that I'm absorbed.In this way, in the prayers and the meditations.
然后 Guru 呢讲到了哈，这个呢心满意足哈，最大的就是满足的话呢，意味着呢我完全专注于里面这个祈祷文啊里面的含义。
And ultimately, we will, or later on, we'll learn many different prayers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
后来呢，后期的话呢，我们又学习了圣 Raghunath Das Goswami 的一些祷文。
Who is teaching us by his prayers?How to come to the level of Raganuga Bhakti, or a pure follower of the residents of Vrindavan.
他教我们哈，通过这祷文呢，教我们如何呢，成为呢哈，就是修习呢，自发性奉爱哈 ，Raganuga Bhakti 啊，Raganuga Bhakti， 还有呢哈，成为呢 Braja 居民啊，啊，追随 Braja 居民。
And in his prayers, Vallabh Kusumanjali, he prays to Radharani, "When will I be able to take you?" To Krishna's palace to cook for Krishna in the morning.
那么其中他一个祷文呢 ，Raghunatha Das Goswami 哈，这个祷文就讲到了何时我才能够哈把你呢带到呢哈 Krishna 的啊这个府宅哈这个宫殿，然后呢为他呢哈烹煮呢这个啊就是说呢煮饭。
And when having arrived there, will I bow down to Mother Yasoda, Krishna's mother?
啊。当我在那里的到了那里的时候呢，我会向然后 Yasoda 妈妈顶拜。
And Mother Yasoda will embrace me and touch her head to my head and ask me how you are, you Radharani, how are you doing?
Radharani, ask Radharani,
Manjari.
Ask me, the Manjari. 那么呢那时候呢 ，Yasoda 妈妈会呢就是说呢用头哈触碰我的头啊，啊，这也是很亲密的啊，一个礼仪啊。然后呢，他会问我哈，你怎么样
？And I will be there when right after that Radharani comes and bows down to Mother Yasoda, and then Mother Yasoda picks her up and embraces her and smells her head and says, "Now this house is yours."
啊，那么呢 ，Radharani 呢哈，紧接呢也会呢哈上前呢顶拜 Yasoda 妈妈啊 ，Yasoda 妈妈会呢哈。拥抱他啊，会呢，哦，触碰他的头发等等，就是很亲密的啊，这个呢，啊，这个欢迎的。那么他也会说了哈，他说啊，从那现在呢哈，这个屋子呢就是你的了。
And then Yasoda directs her to the kitchen, and then Raghunath Das Goswami says, "And when will I help you cook the breakfast for Krishna? And I'll help you light the stoves, and I'll help you to I'll cut the vegetables and prepare the spices."
所以呢，这时候 Raghunatha Das Goswami 就讲到了哈，就是说呢，这时候 Yasoda 妈妈会呢哈指引呢 Radharani 进入哈他们家的厨房，然后呢，他会在那里哈协助呢 Radharani 煮饭啊，包括切菜啊，啊点火啊，啊等等。
And then while you're taking Krishna's prasadam, when will I serve you the prasadam and fan you and offer nice smelling incense to make the room nicer for you?So ultimately, these prayers will come.
所以呢，何时哈，当你呢荣耀Krishna Prasadam 的时候呢，我和会服务你啊，会呢给你哈点香啊哈，然后创造一个呢很芬芳的哈这个环境。所以终极来说呢，这些祈祷文呢会出来的。
And absorption in these prayers, and ultimately the fulfillment of these prayers, that is attaining the service of Radha and Krishna, is.The act of taking prasadam to our full satisfaction.
所以呢哈，沉醉啊冥想的这些祷文呐、啊，以及最后我们得到呢哈这些祷文里面的这些东西的话呢，就意味着呢，我们哈就是荣耀寄予，直到呢啊完全满足。
When we can be there in the prasadam room with Radharani and taking her remnants.
啊，这意味着呢，我们可以呢哈在呢。跟以 Radharani 呢哈，在那 Prasadam 这个用餐的地点呢，一起呢哈，荣耀 Prasadam。
Or right in front of me, she may take her remnants and put it in my mouth。
或者是说呢哈，就在我的眼前呢，她就把她嘴上的哈这 Prasadam 呢，好递给我吃。
So this is the goal, and we're beginning where at our own level with the process。
所以呢，这是我们的目标哈，而我们呢，从我们现在的这个位置呢哈，程序呢开始。
So all the songs in the songbook.Or for this goal, this end.
所以的话呢，我们歌本里面所有歌的话呢，都是为了这个目的。
Whoever the singer is, whether it's Narottam Das Thakur, as you sang Radha Krishna Pranamore, or Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Lochan Das Thakur, the aim and objective of all the songs in the songbook are the same.
实际上呢，我们的歌本里面，无论的作者是谁哈 ，Narottam Das Thakur 也好 ，Bhakti Vinod Thakur 也好 ，Lochan Das Goswami 也好，那么他们的目标呢，都是一样的啊，都是指向这些目标。
Which is to be a servant of Radha and Krishna,
成为呢 Radha Krishna 的
with a leaning towards Radharani as her maid servant.
啊，也就是呢，就从事呢哈，对，就是成为呢 Radha Krishna 的仆人，而且呢，心态上呢，倾向于呢 Radharani.
But these songs take various shapes.
啊，但是呢，这些歌呢哈，以不同的形式呢展示出来。
Some of the songs are an expression of, lowliness and humility.
有些歌呢是表示一种哈。表达一种呢哈谦卑呀、啊，哦一种呢一种情感的。
Like O Lord, I'm the servant of lust. I'm, my two ornaments are pride and envy.
比如说呢哈，有的祈祷文里面呢哈，作者呢会呢唱着啊，哦主啊哈，我是呢哈色欲的仆人哈，我的装饰品呢就是骄傲啊，以及呢 is pride and
envy
啊嫉妒啊。
Some of the songs are songs to Guru.
有的歌呢是唱给哈自己的。灵性上师哈，灵性导师的。
Some to Vaishnavas, some to Gauranitai, some to Radha and Krishna.
有的是唱给呢哈 Vaishnava 哈，还是 Gauranitai 以及 Radha Krishna 的。
But it's all for the same end.
但是呢哈，这个呢目标呢哈是一致的。
When I sing the prayers, when will you give me shelter of your lotus feet? This is what it ultimately means.
所以呢哈，唱这些歌的时候的话呢，终极来说呢，意味着呢，何时哈你将你的庇护给我
？And in between, it means please take away.All the obstacles to attain that, like my lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy.
而期间呢哈，包含着呢，请将我的这些哈障碍呢带走，我的色欲和贪婪等等。
And some prayers are for when will I experience the external symptoms of internal ecstasy?
那么有的祈祷文里面讲到的哈，何时我能够呢品尝到的哈，就是说呢有这些呢外在的真实哈，就是当我呢品尝到内在狂喜以后，我会有一些外在的征兆。
Like when will my hair stand on end? When will my complexion pallor? When will I have eruptions on my skin? When will I faint by chanting the holy name?
也就是说呢，何时哈，当我呢唱诵圣名的时候呢哈，会有呢这种呢哈狂喜的征兆，比如说毛发直竖啊，哦，然后呢，泪如泉涌啊，啊等等这些，还有呢，身体的肤色哈变化啊。
So it seems like may seem like I'm praying to different people for different things.But actually, I'm just going up the disciplic succession with that one aim in mind.
实际上呢，我们好像看起来好像是向不同的人祈祷不同的东西。实际上，终极来说呢，是呢，沿着这个使徒传系的话呢，去要这个呢，我的生命的哈，这个呢目标。
No matter how fallen or contaminated I am,
无论我
even if I don't have the symptoms of surrender, my Gurudev hears my prayers.
嗯，那无论我们哈有多么堕落哈，或者是呢。有没有什么资格哈？但是呢，这些就是我们的哈这个祈祷。
But Krishna and his associates and Mahaprabhu, they may not be interested to hear my prayers if I'm not surrendered.
如果呢我没有皈依的话呢哈，可能 Krishna 或者是 Mahaprabhu 呢对我的祷文呢哈没有兴趣的。
There are six symptoms of surrender.
因为呢皈依的话呢有六个征兆的。
That I accept everything favorable for service, and for chanting and for taking prasadam and everything.And I reject everything unfavorable.
啊，其中包括呢哈，接受呢对服务呢有利的一切啊，包括唱诵啊啊，荣耀菩萨等等等，还有拒绝呢哈不利的一切。
That I think of Krishna as my only maintainer and protector.
啊，把 Krishna 呢认为呢是我的哈唯一的这个保护者以及呢维系者。
And I think of myself as the most fallen, so that Krishna will have to help me.
还有呢哈，自私呢，谦卑的哈，认为自己呢是罪恶堕落的啊，那么 Krishna 肯定要帮助我。
And finally, I surrender all my desires to match their desires.
还有呢哈，最后呢是将我的所有的这个愿望的话呢哈，皈依出来，然后呢去呢符合他们的意志啊愿望。
So whereas Gurudev, doesn't consider whether I'm surrendered or not, those other people up there do.
那么实际上呢哈，只有 Guru Day 的话呢哈，没有考虑呢我是否皈依啊，而其他人物的话呢，要考虑你哦是否皈依。
And that's why we pray to Guru first.
因此呢，我们向 Guru 呢哈，首先向 Guru 祈祷。
To revoke his presence and mercy, so so that he will go to everybody else as we go through the motions of singing to them, but we know that he's really only by his mercy will they listen to us.
那么我们去恳求呢哈，父的灵在啊，以及他的仁慈哈，那么他来呢哈，上述呢这个使徒详细啊，因为呢我们通用一种情感去歌唱的时候的话呢，那么when we go through all this emotion,
when we go through the motion,
the motion
that means I'm acting out like I'm praying to them, but really I know that Gurudev is they're hearing him. That's why first I pray to Gurudev.
也就是说呢，我们实际上呢，
and then he does the rest, but I'm going through the activity as though it's me.
也就是说呢，我们做了外在的东西哈的活动啊，比如说唱歌等等，但是实际上呢，真正的哈恩赐到来呢，是因为咕噜啊，他来追溯这个使徒详细，并且呢将这个人和啊拿过来。
So I think we'll end here and ask if there's any questions or comments.
所以我们这节课呢哈讲到这个地方，然后呢，如果大家有问题呢，可以询问。
Are we having class tonight or tomorrow morning or what?
No, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock at night?
Evening.
Okay. What should we talk about tonight?
As you like.
What would you like? Huh? They're all of them? Pretty much. So what would you like to hear tonight? What should we talk about?
今天晚上你们想听什么？
Should we talk about?
因为奉献者是些很新的。
Well, we'll talk about more things for them to do, like Mangal Arati. We can talk about.
或是呢，我教一些实际东西，比如说那个吉祥灯仪啊。
And we could talk about some Bhagavad Gita.
还有国家梵歌那些。
That could. Okay.
Tomorrow is Rama.
Oh, and tomorrow is the appearance day of Lord Ram. So in the morning. We'll discuss the glories of Lord Ram.
因为明天呢是呢主 Ram 的显现日啊，我们会呢，因为我们下午走嘛，我们两点多的火车，所以我们早课稍微提前一点点啊，讲述主 Ram 的这个呢荣耀。
Lord Ram is a very important incarnation of Krishna.
因为呢 Ram 的话呢，主 Ram 呢是主 Krishna 一个非常重要的一个化身之一啊。
And whosever appearance or disappearance day it is of the great incarnations and acharyas, when we glorify them on their day, then they bless us with Krishna consciousness. So does that sound like a good program? Tonight we'll do some Bhagavad Gita and some more of your daily activities to explain them.
Yeah, 因为今天呢，晚课的话呢，我们讲一些《薄伽梵歌》以及呢日常的哈这些呢。灵修活动里面解释下其中的含义啊，因为有的新的奉献者。
And tomorrow we'll have a big festival here for Lord Ram.
明天我们就过大节啊，主 Ram 的啊。
So are there any questions or comments?
有没有问题？
我想问问你。
啊。
就是那歌里面呢，它有些呢，它要求要一些某些
调式，
特殊的调子。
嗯。
那这调子我们会，我们可以
自创吗？
唱。
是不是自创？
自己。
可不可以是吧？
可不可以？
啊 ，She said some of the songs that are written here, you have to sing in special meter and melody, you know, special.
Oh, I was going to mention that. Yeah, meter,
yeah,
melody.
Melody, and then he asked whether we can sing in all melodies, you know, all these songs.
You can sing this song in any melody, but this melody has special power because it was sung by our acharya who wrote it.
那么呢，这些歌调的话呢，哈，就说呢，我们当然可以任何调子唱出来这歌。但是的话呢，里面特殊的调式呢，是以前的 Acharya 他们创作的时候呢，就是一种调式唱出来的，所以它有特别的这个能量，这个力量。
And in the morning there's a specific melody, in the evening there's a specific other melody.
比如说骑马呢，就是呢有早调和晚调，这个分别是有的。
And if we sing in the morning melody in the evening and the evening melody in the morning, then there's a personality of song who gets all contorted when he hears it.
那如果呢，我们早晨哈，早晨呢唱晚调哈，晚调呢唱晚上唱早调的话呢，那么这个呢，哦调式的哈，这个人格化身的话呢，会呢整个呢哈就拧了，被拧唱拧掉了。
那这些调子好像没有，那是怎么学到这些调子呢？
那 how can we learn this tune?
Yeah, that's I was going to mention that in the class, but I forgot. Very, very good question.
啊，这个是很好的问题哈，我应该在课上提一下的，稍微待会儿没忘记了。
Now, if you don't have computers, how do you hear CDs? Do you have CD players?
DVD
So in that case, Govinda, can you come out and make an appearance? Thank you. For anybody who doesn't know her, this is Govinda Priya.
Devi
Dasi. She was born into a devotee family. Her parents are disciples of Srila
Prabhupada.
So she's been a devotee all her life. And you can ask her any question about philosophy or practical application.
如果呢, 有一些实际的问题, 或者是呢, 一些哲学方面的问题, 也是可以询问 这位, 这个姐妹,
And she might be kind enough, if we ask her right now, she might be kind enough, unless she's already done it, to make a CD of the songs, many of the songs we sing in the morning, that is, she already has it in her computer. The morning tunes, and then another one of the evening tunes, as it goes up the step by step.
那么实际上呢，就是 Govinda Priya， 就是弟弟的话呢，已经做了一些呢这方面的工作了。比如说所有的歌早调是怎么唱的，还有晚调是怎么唱的，他在电脑上有一些整理，我们应该要基本上要熟悉早晚调要有区别。
Do you already have that?
I can make it.
Okay, so like first the Vandana, and then I mean first the starting from yeah that or even the Jayadwanis, whatever you have.And then going up in the morning, and then going up in the evening. All right, we need some blank CDs, though. We have some? Well, if we have just a few, then they can copy. Once we give them one or two, then they can copy.
Put it into the MP3 something, and put it in computer, and later I'll do it.
Yeah, so if we just give them one thing, they...China knows how to expand itself. Okay, so Govinda will be very merciful. Yeah, or tomorrow morning. Yeah.
You can put in Lali Mohan's computer also here. Later.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
I'll make one audio CD.
Yeah.
Also, one CD is okay. One CD. I get one CD, and you can also be put in his computer.
Okay. Can you tell Govinda? She said one audio CD, and then also into his computer.
Into Lali Mohan's computer.
Into his computer. All right. Thanks so much. And then that can go all over China.
然后以后呢，奉献中就说他会做一个碟子还有呢放到这个 Lali Mohan 的这个。
And then you can sing along with the singer.
然后你可以呢就是大家跟着。
And by practice.
去学习一些我们这个是比较陌生的
Our Srila Prabhupada said that this body is made in such a way that anything you practice, it becomes easy.
画画的也说过就说这个身体呢创造来呢就是这样子的任何东西你只要练习的话呢就会越来越容易就是都是能熟能生巧的
Thanks for bringing that up.
就感谢你把这个问题提出来了。这个以后奉献者要逐步要去熟悉
我想提一个问题，就像这个歌里面作者呢，他说他有些歌呢，他到最后呢，他说随以坚定清醒的心意和深刻冥想的心绪。等等这些心绪那怎么样能够正确地理解这些心绪，怎么样才能够以这些心绪
去唱这些歌
得到这个效果
He said in every Astakam verse, all these Astakam, they in the last verse, they will give all the benefits of singing these songs. They also mentioned how you sing, with great face or with what kind of mood. So how can we get this mood to sing all these Astakams or all these songs?
By when you sing all the bhajans, you're asking for that. As I mentioned, there's only one aim and objective in all the prayers is to have that mood.
实际上呢，我们哈唱这歌呢，所有唯一的一个目的呢，就是获得他们这种情感。
So when we pray Jayadwani, when we pray the Mangalacharna, Bandehang, when we pray Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, we're asking for those moods.
实际上我们无论唱的是哪一些凯旋之音也好还是呢 Gurudev 的灵性导师这个歌那么都是呢在祈求呢这些呢心态心意
Because we're helpless, we have nothing. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is begging. And also, you know, in China and many other countries, yoga is very popular. So our Prabhupada gave a definition of yoga. He said, yoga means to pray to Krishna, it's too cold. Yoga means to pray to Krishna, I'm fallen, please save me, that's yoga, that's all.
I'm fallen, please save me.
Okay. That's yoga, that's all.
他说呢，爸爸的说的哈，我很堕落哈，请救救我，这就是瑜伽。
And Gurudev also, when he was here in Hong Kong, he said yoga means to link two things.
但呢，Gurudev呢哈，在香港哈，在中国一样讲课的时候呢，讲到了瑜伽意味着连接啊，连接两样东西。
So the real meaning of yoga is bhakti yoga, which means to link the Supreme Personality of Godhead and a living entity.
所以呢，真正的瑜伽的话呢，实际上是奉外瑜伽啊，也就是将个体灵魂呢以 Krishna 哈，以自尊超灵的话连接。
So any other questions or comments?
It's like Guru and Gurudev, what's the difference?
I forgot the meaning of Dave.
Dave means the demigod.
Well, he's like a god.
Dave这个词的话呢，实际上就像神一样，如放神哈，神啊。
It means the same thing ultimately, Guru or Gurudev, but Dave gives the import, and Guru also gives the import, because Guru means that he takes us out of the darkness into the light. And he's the manifestation and representative of God to do that.
实际上呢，他呢是哈神的一个代表啊，来成就这件事情的。
It's all the summaries of the elder demigods also.
He's the abode of all gurus, of all demigods.
因为呢，咕噜的话呢，也是所有棒神人的总和，然后他也可以称为神，对吧？
什么样才算是真正的灵修？What's the real bhajan, real sadhana? What's the real bhajan?
什么意思呢？真正的灵修。
Weeping and rolling on the ground.
Is that?
When somebody's doing real bhajan, that's what they do.
如果呢，一个人真正从事灵修的话呢，他会怎么样呢？会真的是去哭啊。
Like Raghunath Das Goswami is praying for service of Radharani. And he's rolling on the ground on the bank of Radhakun and wailing and weeping. And he's really thinking that, Radharani, if you don't glance over me and give me your mercy, in the next second, then I'm going to burn up and die in the fire of separation from you. That's real sadhana and real bhajan. And when Gurudev was referring to this song, Ha Devi Kakubar, it's on page, can you find it? Eleven. So that prayer, Gurudev said, this is the best sadhan.
Gurudev讲到了刚才我们念到这首诗歌里面，刚才米卡女神呐，我彻底绝望，像一根棍子般倒地，以颤抖的声音谦卑的祈求你。 请仁慈对待这个愚蠢的人，是我为你的人，这就是呢。姑爹讲的，这是呢，八讲啊，真正的灵修。Is that
the answer you wanted, or I'm not sure?
我不知道你想要的是什么样的答案啊，或者是呢有没有回答到这个问题？但实际上呢。 如果你真正灵修的话呢，这种情感啊，或者这种呢心态呢会出现啊。
那我那就说，我们现在目前都是在做灵修的准备，没有在灵修。
So actually, what we are doing is only, before the real practice. Actually, it's not entering into the real budget.
Yeah, it's.
确实是这样。
It's begging to enter the real thing.
我们现在所做的是祈求进入真正的灵修。我们没有在真正灵修。对。But we all think that's practicing.
What?
But we all think we are really doing practicing.
Yeah, we're begging to enter into the reality of bhajan.
实际上我们是真正的祈求呢进入灵修的这个呢实相啊，真实的这个境地。
Like when we offer our bhoga to Krishna, I'm thinking, well, I better offer this, otherwise I'm going to get a lot of bad karma for eating bhoga, and then I'll have to suffer for eating all these, what is it? Verily, eating only sin, Krishna says in the Gita. So I don't want to get the karma for that.
So we offer. Actually,
so therefore, I'm not offering it with love. I don't care if Krishna eats it or not. I'm thinking, well, he's God. What does he need it for?So I'm just thinking of myself. But still I go through the motions
that we're offering.
That I'm
offering.
And then I'm praying at the same time, let this be real.
所以呢我们就像我们供奉也是一样的哈，我们供奉食物呢只是因为呢我们读到经典里面哈，比如说Krishna在佛家梵歌里面讲到，如果你不供奉哈这些东西给我的话呢，你吃进去的只不过是罪孽而已啊。那我们会呢啊遵照就是说这个过程序哈去进行这个供奉，实际上的话呢我们并不在乎Krishna有没有接受。也就是说我们也没有这么什么大的爱心哈，或是一定要你接受，或是你有没有真的接受了，我们只是觉得哈，非常是神的肯定啊，他知道我那我就供奉。那么我们的现在的供奉呢就是这样的一种心态。
And that's why we do the Jayadwani, that all these merciful personalities who are actually go with Radharani every day to cook for Krishna and make the offering,that they be merciful to me, to give me the right mood.
去祈求啊，在唱多 Jayadwani 这些，这些歌的时候的话呢，也是在祈求啊，希望他们呢能够呢给我们仁慈，因为他们真实的是每天呢去 Krishna 家里面为 Krishna 煮饭。
Until that time, then I'm doing what's called Sadhan Abbas, or Bhajan Abbas, which means a shadow or a semblance of real sadhan bhajan.
直到那个真正的灵修哈，这个境界来临之前的话呢，我们所做的叫呢 Bhajan Abbas, 或者是呢叫呢 Sadhan Abbas, 这个影子状态啊，或者是。
But I have to start somewhere.
但是呢，我们总归呢要从某个地方开始的，这个起步啊哈，总归要开始。
When somebody enters into a course in school, he's not expected to be a PhD when he walks in the classroom.
The
first day, but he's in the right process.
也就是一个人上学哈，他不适合人出门，一出来呢就是一个博士了啊，他要走一个过程的，啊，一个时间和一个过程要走过去，他才能得博士学位的啊，不是呢一进去呢就出来就，马上呢就可以得是博士后啊，博士那个学位。
So this is the authorized process given by God, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of their pure devotees, all the recipients of their mercy.The disciplic succession, they all give this process.
因为呢，这是我们的哈，这个使徒传系，或者说呢 ，Krishna 本人呢 ，Mahaprabhu 哈，以及 Guru 哈，以及这个使徒传系呢，给予我们这个权威性的一个呢，灵修的程序。
Does that answer your question? Oh, in that regard, Gurudev said, if you sing the songs and you don't know the meanings, then you don't get so much benefit.
那么讲到这点的话呢 ，Guru 也
就是 you know the tune and it's nice sense gratification
也提到了哈，就是说呢，唱这歌如果你不明白其中的奥义的话，那么你收获不多。那么 Guru 讲的话，那你调子好听啊，或者是呢，实际上是一种感官享受啊哈，没有得到很多东西。
But still, it's millions of times better than not singing it.
但是呢，起码呢，比呢哈不唱的话呢要好几百万倍。
And then he said, so if you sing the song without knowing the translation.Then you don't get much. And then if you know the translation, but you don't know the deep meaning, still you don't get so much.
所以呢，姑爷讲的哈，如果你唱这歌呢不明白这个意思啊，那么你得不到很多东西。当你唱这个歌呢，知道意思，但是呢还不知道里面很深刻的含义，那么呢也得的不多。
And if you know the deep meaning, but you're not weeping, then you don't get everything.
那么你就算你知道很深刻的含义而还没有哭出来，那么呢 你还没有得到全部的东西。
And then if you're just weeping crocodile tears, and one day I'm weeping, I'm singing, oh, Gurudev, Gurudev, and I'm crying, the next minute, don't you know who I am? How many times have I told you to do that? Don't you realize who I am? Then that's, if I'm crying,But my heart is not melting, then I still don't get the full thing.
就像那你哭流几滴鳄鱼眼泪但是呢你的心没有真正融化这心没有软下来还是呢在跟别人指指点点就是说呢你知道我是谁我告诉你几百遍了怎么做你还是做不了在那里的指点江山那么呢你还是没有得到呢这个歌里面全部都
So real true spiritual weeping is a later stage.
所以呢真正的灵性的这个哭这个呢哭泣的话呢是后来的阶段的东西
So for chanting the bhajans with a melted heart then we get everything from the bhajan
所以呢以融化的一个内融化的心去唱诵这些bhajan这些灵唱你才能够呢收获里面的东西
But again this is the entrance into the course
但是呢起码呢就是说再次说的就一点呢就是说呢现在起码是进入这个课程了
You have Harinam and Diksha?
你们有的人已经接受了第一次哈利纳姆启迪和迪克夏启迪
So Gurudev said at the time of giving Diksha, he said, this is not that now you're getting Diksha.
Gurudev 呢在呢接受给二次启迪的时候有时候会提到的现在呢并不意味着你们就真正得到迪克夏二次启迪。
Because Diksha means that Dih means you're getting Divya Gyanam, the Dhati. You're getting, realization of your relationship with Krishna.
Because "dik" 这词的话呢，就意味着你就得到了 "divigyan" 就是你跟 Krishna 的这个关系。
And then "ksha" means the taking away of the sins and offenses and all obstacles to getting that divine relationship of Krishna Prem.
那么呢 "ksha" 的意思呢，就是呢，你去除掉呢所有的罪孽、所有的冒犯、所有这些障碍去呢，一样你获得了这种关系这两个程序在里面。
So, Diksha is a very high thing.
So Diksha 的话呢是非常高的
So when he gives the mantras, he's entering us. Where did I put the microphone? He's entering us into the course of Diksha.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们现在所接受的 Diksha 的话呢，是让我们呢先进入呢这个呢这个程序这课程里面
Oh, she took it away. Dasanti? Oh, there it is.
So we're entering into the course.
所以我们只是进入课程而已现在。
You have to start somewhere.
但是你总归要开始总归要开始的。
So these are our, you know, when you go to school, they give you the school books.
比如说呢上学呢马上拿到了一个课本了。
那我想问一下就看那个画就像小兰画了好多很好的画。念诵的时候看这些画呢我们能不能长时间的看这一幅画去念就怎么样才能够就说从这些画中得到就说得到这个益处去看以什么样的心绪怎么样才能够得到这些
心绪这画里面表达的心绪
去念诵
You said that you have paint many beautiful photos And can we, pictures, can we like when chanting, we are meditate, we're looking at these pictures and chant? And how can we get the mood in these pictures?
Well, I guess the first thing is to know what the pictures are about.
首先大家也要明白这画里面究竟画的是什么。
So first, we can discuss that tonight.
今天晚上我们也可以稍微。
Because it's long.
因为很长画了现在有些画也是几处的
Remind me
提醒一下我讲这个秘籍
And he said something at the beginning What was he saying at the beginning of the
story? Can we chant our mantra?
Wasn't the bit of something before that? I was thinking of something So tonight remind me So it's very important that we have these programs where we all come togetherAt somebody's house, regularly, at least once a week, right?
实际上我们呢
if not more.
Yeah, 实际上我们呢经常能够聚会在奉献的家里面也好，任何一个地点也好，起码一个星期呢应该有一次聚会，很重要的。
If it's possible every day, that's best.
实际上呢，每天有奉献者的聚会
，at least once a week.
更好。 当然不做不到的话呢，一个星期一次。
Our Prabhupada used to say that when you have many sticks together and you try to break a whole big bunch of sticks, it's impossible.
是Prabhupada讲到的话，如果你拿一捆棍子哈，你要折断它呢，很难很难。
Or at least it's very difficult.
非常困难。
But when you have one stick alone, it's easy to break.
一个棍子呢，很容易就断。
So Maya can easily break us when we're alone, but when we're together and we have programs together and serve together, then she has a hard time breaking us. So we have protection from Maya in that way.
所以呢，玛雅的话呢，如果我们单独一个人的话，那独修啊是很容易被它折掉、折断。但是如果大家一起的话呢，这可以保护我们免于玛雅的这个呢，对我们的这个吹折。And
even if none of you feel qualified to give the class, you can take turns reading Gurudev's book in Chinese.
甚至你们如果觉得你自己不够资格去讲课，那么也可以一起读Gurudev的书或者Papa的书都可以。
Like one person could read or you could each read a page or two.
每个人或者是一个人读或者是轮流读。And
I've been in classes when we just did that. And it's really very powerful.
我呢也参加过这个课。
Gurudev's power comes through.
就说呢，就是一起阅读、一起读书的哈，这个力量很大的。
And then who's ever the more senior can try and answer any questions that the devotees have at the end.
比如说有些年资较深一点的奉献者的话，可以呢在课后回答一些问题也是可以的。
Or you can hear classes given by Gurudev or others with the translations.
或是呢听一些哈，Gurudev,
I think there's at least 100 of them.
或是呢其他的传教者呢讲课的这些录音也是可以的。
Like Sri Pad Vaishnava Maharaj has been here so many times, so his classes then with the translation.
Vaishnava Maharaj讲课的哈，这个还有一些翻译的，这录音带啊，应该很多啊，中国哈。
So there's so many ways of having programs. You could, you have here you have computer. You can play Gurudev in China on the computer together.
所以大家就是有一些设施哈，比如说呢有电脑的哈，电视机啊，那么一些袋子啊，以及一些 DVD 啊等等啊，比如说Guru在中国的哈这个摄像，如果一些奉献者已经做出碟子了哈，可以大家一起看看等等。
I remember when we met in Pui last year.
Pui.
And we had a meeting with. Pamanav Maharaj, and you were talking about making CDs of movies with the subtitles. Did that ever happen?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn this get skill.
Great.
You need a computer software and then skills.
Yeah.
但是以后的话呢，我们也提到了这个，就是Guru Day的很多碟子要写这个中文字幕的，因为现在我们还没有完全掌握这个软件的运用。
That'll be really great.
要做这部分工作，因为很多碟子哈。
很多清晨上部啊，Guru Day很多内容的，非常好的。但是呢，我们资料没有出来啊，这个文字上资料没有出来太多。就是我还是以前听到香槟弟弟讲课的时候，就是讲牧牛姑娘桃粉为三类，一类是燃的任你的枯橙。Can
everybody hear her?
大声点。
一类是就是牧牛姑娘，分为三类，一类是拉达拉尼的扣展，一个是尼天，一类是尼天南的帕夫的扣展，就是还一类就是通过灵修达到的，就是通过灵修达到的这一波牧牛姑娘，就是是不是就是我们这些边际奎舍拉的边际能量，
上去的是吧？
啊，对，还有就是他们的两个部分是哪一个方位属于尼天南的帕夫的？ 那一部分和拉达拉尼扣展的那一部分，我都没有听过是尼天南的扩展。
He said that the gopis they have three parts. One is the expansion of Radharani, another is expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. I never heard about it. And another is like by sadhana city gopis, like by sadhana become gopis. Is that true? He asked.
Well, almost.
基本上正确，有三类的。
It's stated in the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita that the spiritual master can either be seen as an associate of Radharani or as an expansion of Nityananda.
那么在呢哈这个拆迁的经哈找遍逍遥里面呢提到了一个灵性导师呢可以视之为呢 Radharani 的一个同游，也可以视之为呢 Nityananda Prabhu 的一个扩展。
But that's not talking about two different persons, same person, he's just seen in different ways.
那么这并不是讲的两个人物，而是一个人物呢被在从两个角度来看。
Nityananda Prabhu is non different from Balaram.
Nityananda Prabhu 呢跟啊 Balaram 呢主 Balaram 呢是没有分别的。
So he's a Khanda Guru Tattva. He's the complete, undivided principle of Guru.
因此呢，他也称为呢Akhanda Guru Tattva 哈，就是不可分割的 Guru 整体真理啊。
And because of that, all Gurus are manifestations of Nityananda Prabhu.
所以呢，所有的 Guru 的话呢，实际上都是 Nityananda Prabhu 的一个呢，展示。
By Tattva, or philosophical truth.
啊，这是呢，通过呢 Tattva 和呢哈这个哲学终极结论的这个角度来看。
Like for example, Raghunath Das Goswami, who we mentioned earlier.He's a manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. Because Nityananda is the full Guru, Tattva, the principle of Guru, and Raghunath Das Goswami is a Guru. He's a manifestation of that complete principle of Guru Tattva. At the same time, he's an intimate associate.Personal associate of Radharani.
那么与此同时呢，他又是 Radharani 一个呢亲密的同游。
So he's not two people, just you can see it in two ways.
那么不是两个人物，而是呢可以用两种方式来看他们。
So there's the gopi who's the manifestation expansion of Radharani's body.
所以呢，有牧女姑娘哈是呢，就是说呢 Radharani 的这个呢个体的扩展。
So、that's Kaya Viva.
叫 Kaya Viha, Kaya Viha.
And then there's the gopi who is a jiva, who's Nitya Mukta, which means that he's never been in the material world. He's manifested by Baladev in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan. But he's a jiva, but he's also an eternal associate of Radharani.
那么有一种类型的这个基瓦的话呢，是呢巴拉德的哈这个展示扩展啊，那么它呢是叫 Nitya Mukta 啊，就是永恒解脱的灵魂。那么它呢是巴拉德啊这个哈这个扩展。
They're called the Nitya Mukta, Parshada Jivas, Jivas who are associates of the Lord, eternally liberated, have never been in the material world.
也这种的哈，这个永恒同游了哈，或是呢永恒解脱的哈，这个灵魂的话呢，基瓦的话呢，他们从来没有在物质世界的，啊，从来不会在这个物质世界的。
And they manifest from Baladev in the Goloka Vrindavan.
啊，这个啊这部分啊这个基瓦的话呢是呢 Baladev Prabhu 呢哈扩展出来的，在 Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah, and then there's the jivas who, but they're not really called jivas, but they are jivas. You know what I mean?
实际上他们并不能称为基瓦哈，他们只是我们这样解释称为基瓦，嗯，实际上他们不属于基瓦。
They're called associates, but technically speaking, you could call them jivas.
他们实际上称为同游哈。
And then there's the jiva like us, who was manifested from Mahavishnu, from the glance of Mahavishnu, when we went from the Tattvastha region, the region between the spiritual and material world. We made the wrong choice to come here to this world.And then when we become perfect, then we become sadhana siddha.
那么我呢，另外一种呢哈，基瓦类型的话呢哈，来源于呢这个边际能量哈，Tattvastha Shakti这个部分。那么这部分的话呢，基瓦的话呢，比如说我们哈，就来到了这物质世界了哈，这是他的选择来的。那进入物质世界，那么我们这种进入物质世界的灵魂的话呢，这个威灵啊，必须藉由呢哈这个 sadhana 修行的话呢，完美之后称为呢 sadhana siddhi 啊，就说呢达到了完美阶段，他才能回去。
And then we become as good as the jivas that were never in the material world. Then there's no more distinction.
No more distinction that time.
Yeah, once somebody is sadhana siddha or nitya siddha, nitya mukta, nitya siddha, there's no more
When we are reached that stage,
yeah,
then
there's no more distinction.
当我们集邮的话，这个灵修达到完美之后呢，我们跟永恒同游没有分别。没有分别。当你达通过集邮呢，这个呢灵修哈。完美之后，那么你到达的位置呢，跟永恒同游没有分别。
哎呦，这 Jimmy， 你上次在文道文的讲课中，他说文道文的所有泥土，所有哪怕一粒尘粒也是一天那的阿巴拉德瓦的扩展。
嗯，
是这样。
是啊，但他整个圣地啊，圣地居民全都是他的扩展。
全都是他的。
对呀、
啊。哦，阿巴拉德瓦扩展。
对呀、啊，包括 Krishna 的这些学生用品。都是他的。
那有说还有一个就是说他有说是 Radha Rani 的扩展又是什么？
You said Baladevs expand all these associates in Goloka Vrindavan, but what about these gopis?
Including the gopis.
Including the gopis?
Yeah.
But they said this is Radharani's expansion.
If they're her expansions, they're not jivas, they're her kaya view expansions. They're her.
Yeah. But what about these
form?
Gopis? It's also expansion.
Yeah, that's like Lalita, Vishaka.
Is all also from Baladev or
no? No, there's from her and there's from Baladev. From her, that's her bodily expansions.
Mm.
They're not jivas. And from Baladev, they're jivas.
那么从 Baladev 扩展出来是叫 jiva. 哦，那么从呢，像那些牧牛姑娘 Vishaka Lalita， 那么他们是呢 Radharani 本身的这个扩展。
It's like Mother Yasoda.
像野兽的妈妈。
She's not a jiva.
她也不是个 jiva.
She's an expansion of Krishna's body.
她是呢 Krishna 呢身体的一部分扩展。
But there are also, if a jiva in this world has a relationship as a mother, you can also become that. Not you can't become Mother Yasoda, but you could have a motherly type relationship.
嗯，也就是说呢，一个 jiva 哈，如果他内在的这个灵性身份哈，就是说对主的话呢是一种呢父母的情感，那么他们可以到达呢一个呢，他不是说变成了 Yasoda 的妈妈，而是呢类似他拥有这种父母的情怀啊，这种情感啊。
And Baladev also manifests the jivas who have a motherly type relationship. But there are certain mothers like Mother Yasoda, who's Kaya View expansion. She's not a jiva.
就说呢 Baladev 呢也可以扩展出呢这一类型的 jiva 哈，就说对主呢有种父母之情的这种 jiva。但是呢，他们不能，他跟 Yasoda 妈妈是不一样的。Yasoda 妈妈是不属于 jiva 这个类别的。
哦。
他是的，他叫Kaya View 哈。
Well, I'm not sure of that word in relation to Mother Yasoda. I know that the Vishnu expansions of Kaya View are with Krishna, but I don't know what she's called, but I know she's a manifestation of Krishna, and she's not a jiva.
她不属于哈 jiva 这个范畴的。I think she's too long.
Okay, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi, Swalpa Punyam Yatara. What page are we on? 110. Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi, Swalpa Punyam Yatara, Jan Vishwaso Navajayate.Wait, it's not offered yet. It's being offered. So we can't say it's Mahaprasada. It's being offered, so we'll have to wait a few minutes. So, Kirtan.
还没供奉完。
2-minute Kirtan. I thought they were bringing it back from the altar. I thought it was coming back from the altar because they were coming...
To the altar.
Huh?
They were going to the
altar. Oh, to the altar.Shows my senses are imperfect. Okay. So, 2-minute kirtan.
好，稍微唱一下歌哈，因为呢他没供奉，不能唱这个祷文。soft this time.
Soft
like
2-minute kirtan.
It's like they just
sleeping. Oh, they rest. Okay.
没关系的，稍微让个位置，他敲下鼓就行。
Who's making the offering? The Santi?
No,
go on. Where is here?
Santi,
okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
What?